Today I'm just going to talk to you about integrity. This is Anne with Coaching on the Go. Lately, I have had a number of times where I haven't gotten your Coaching on the Go out into the email by the 6:30 time that I like to send it out of the central time so that everybody has it in the morning who's in this vicinity anyway. And sometimes I've actually thought in my mind, should I just skip it? Or should I just pretend I didn't get it in on time or that I got it in on time? So today's coaching is around not beating yourself up too much when you aren't able to, for some reason, when you're not keeping your commitment or your integrity with something that you really intended. An example here is this last week I had made a commitment to myself that I was going to start making sure that I exercise every morning at about 4:30 or 5 a.m. That's when I've realized over many years that if I can get an early cardio workout in, the whole rest of my day is much more highly productive. So here I am at the gym feeling pretty happy. I'm on day 4, and I hadn't worked out like that in a while. I had a couple injuries. And I look at my watch and I see that it's 27 minutes after 6. I know that I am not going to get my coaching on the go out on time. And I think of the different things that I could do. I don't have my assistant working on these right now. I do them. So one of the things could have been if I had an assistant, I could have sent her the audio and she could have placed it in for me. Another thing that I could have done is I could have just skipped it, decided that I was going to skip, but I have started, I want to be consistent for you so that if you develop a habit or a pattern around these coaching segments, I want them to be able to be there for you when you go to open them up on a bi-weekly basis. Another thing I could have done is really just beat myself up over it. Really taken myself down and killed my energy. What I finally did do is I decided that I wasn't going to be able to use my phone at the gym and do any justice to it. It would take me a really long time. So I finished my workout. I zipped home. I committed to when I got home that I would be quickly finishing that and sending it out to you. And that I was going to really commit to doing other resourceful things so that I don't miss those days. So right now I've added some alarms in my phone, and I've also added notations in my calendar. So the night before, if I haven't done it already, I finish the coaching audio and I get it placed and I get it set up on a timer. So that it's important for me. Integrity with myself is so important to me. I hope it's important to you, because when we're not keeping our promises to ourselves, it erodes at our inner being. And it helps us to not trust ourselves. Kind of reinforces that we can't trust what we say to ourselves. Just the same as if you would be promising one of your friends you're going to do something and you repeatedly don't do it or don't show up for it. So I hope this helps you today. The point I want to get across to you is to just pick up from wherever you left off, complete the task that you committed to, even if it's a little bit late, and then celebrate that you completed it and set up a structure so that you don't have the same problem again that you just had that kept you from finishing on time. And then just, celebrate your progress in life. That when you make a new decision on something, sometimes it takes a while to form the habit, to get the habit to be solid. It is said that it's a great number of days before you can change a habit. And it's much more than 2 or 3 or 5. So be good to yourselves. And please continue posting in the Instagram Spirit River Coaching page. I really love hearing from you over there. Have a beautiful rest of your day.